One year ago, right about now, I got all tangled up inside. Across 2020, I had been unwilling to go to the doctor's office, like so many, because of COVID. It had been a couple of years since I had a wellness check. So I was definitely due. And a number of concerns had indeed piled up. Some were legitimate, looking back on it, but others, well, let's just say I had done my fair share of conjuring issues deep inside, largely based on family history. I was tangling inside about several things. And looking back, I realized I was really in many ways being ridiculous about the situation, because actually I felt fine. I really did. I'd been exercising, I had been eating healthier, but inside I was getting tangled up. So I was starting to think about things like blood pressure. Yeah, I tend to white coat when I go to the doctor. My dad had high blood pressure, so that's often something of a trigger. When I see that cuff coming after me, it's like, oh. I began fixating inside on every ache, scratch, lump, or bump, or anything I thought I sensed. I was tangling in my thoughts and my deep soul fixations. So I did what I commonly do when such things hit me. I decided to make a list. Anybody else a list maker? Any other honest? Yes, my name is John. I make lists. Yes. Just in case, you know, I didn't want to miss anything. I wanted to make sure I got the blow-by-blow for the doctor. All of it. Didn't want to miss anything. And when I called to schedule my appointment, they said we should do blood work. Great, I thought. They must be able to sense it through the phone how desperate my case is. A few days after the blood work, I got notice that the results were in my web portal. Don't you love the web portal? Now, honestly, do I really know how to interpret blood work? I mean, seriously, no. And would I chill out and ignore what was there in the portal? Not on your life, no. I opened it, and wouldn't you know, there were four different flags indicating something outstanding. And not like, wow, good score on your cholesterol, outstanding. No, not that kind. So I was tangling more, and so I promptly added all those flags to my list for the doctor. The day came for my doc visit, and I was quite confident. I had mapped it out already that I would go see the doctor, be sent immediately for additional testing, and probably a 16-hour surgery that very night. Yeah. And so I went and I sat there waiting for the doctor, feeling more and more anxious. I sat there. Isn't that wait really something, sitting there? And inside I'm tangling. I was. Reality. We all know all too well what it is to get ourselves tangled up, right? Maybe for you it's not the doctor, but there's something else you get tangled up about. Some of us do it just a bit every so often. Others of us have become pros at such anxiety, and we live in a perpetual state of entanglement. Matthew 6 and verse 25, Jesus says, "Therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor about your body, what you shall put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing?" Jesus' words in the Sermon on the Mount. This is King Jesus' big teaching about how to live as wholehearted citizens in his kingdom. It's his upside down, wholly unique, heart intense, life of true faith explanation. What it looks like when we live like it's really all about Jesus. Let's dissect. Let's dissect it. First, our leadoff word is therefore. That means there's something going on in preceding context we should really pay attention. In this case, Jesus has just been talking about our human hearts. Focused attention. He's talked about true treasure, real vision, and our consuming allegiance. Jesus has just said, you can't serve both God and stuff. What's the big picture in all of Matthew 5 through 7, the Sermon on the Mountainside? Jesus' kingdom explanation. What's the big picture? Here's a crucial moment. So please, listen slowly and very deliberately. Your Heavenly Father already knows and cares deeply. His kingdom matters above all else. We can trust him more. Pause right there. This is a foundational faith concept, essential for untangling anxiety. We will hear a bunch of wise things from Jesus across these 6 weeks. We will. We'll pick up tools for untangling worry, fear, and anxious feelings. But this right here is absolutely vital to grasp. Your Heavenly Father already knows and cares deeply. His kingdom matters above all else. We can trust him more. Do not be anxious. Or literally, stop being anxious. Or if it were today, Jesus would probably say in our vernacular, quit freaking out. The language is prohibitive imperative, negative command with perpetual motion in view. He knows our propensity to get tangled. And Jesus says, stop the cycle. We can break out of this habit loop. Truly, Jesus does indeed offer us marvelous freedom from worry, fear, and anxious thoughts. Will you dare to believe that and really trust him more? Will you dare to believe that and really trust him more in 2022? Now, I want to be very clear about what to not expect and what to expect in these 6 weeks. What to not expect and what to expect in these 6 weeks. Don't expect a magical cure. Like all your worries, fear, and anxiety, poof, gone. Instead, expect deeper wisdom from Jesus and spirit-focused lines of truth. The kind of input that can bring deep change over time. That's usually how life works. There are very real benefits to seeing a counselor, a therapist, and yes, when necessary, even taking meds. So you won't hear us say, stop those, or don't tap into that kind of professional help. No, not at all. But you are going to hear us insist that you really do need Jesus, his character, his wisdom. We really do need Jesus, his character, his wisdom. Also, don't expect a religious band-aid. All too often, we're really quick and good about handing out religious band-aids. Don't expect a bunch of shame and blame. Instead, Jesus' wise insights will help you think anew And yes, you'll sense Jesus supplying correction and redirection and a call to repentance from the old ways of trying to cope. And you'll encounter Jesus inviting us to untangle our frustrating worry and fear and frail coping methods. Ideas have consequences. Ideas have consequences. We'll be learning to think, feel, and act more like Jesus through life's complex twists and turns. And we all know it. We know it in normal times. We especially know it right now. Life is full of all kinds of tangled twists and turns. Experts in the field of neuroscience have made fascinating progress in analyzing, describing, and supplying healthier paths toward overcoming anxiety. Working through it. Here are several super insightful observations from Dr. Judson Brewer. Brewer says, you see, anxiety hides in people's habits. Now, listen to that again. Anxiety hides in people's habits. It hides in their bodies as they learn to disconnect from these feelings through myriad different behaviors. Formed habits around everything from drinking too much alcohol to stress eating to procrastinating as a way to deal with anxiety. Brewer further explains, anxiety disorders run the orchestral gamut from specific phobias, like fear of spiders, to obsessive-compulsive disorder, like constant worrying about germs and resultant constant hand-washing. To generalized anxiety disorder, which is basically what it sounds like, excessive worry about everyday things. Watch what this family worries about. Watch this. Who knew that string art was a gateway craft and would lead to cats? Wow. Your Heavenly Father already knows and cares deeply. His kingdom matters above all else. You can trust Him more. What do you readily get anxious about? Take some personal inventory for a moment. Ponder it. Financial resources? Health and wellness? What others think about you? Job performance, future plans, your long-range hopes and dreams, your family's overall peace, health, and prosperity. Or maybe you're one of the thousands and thousands of us who actually get anxious about getting anxious. Dr. Brewer also says, BC, that is, before COVID-19, the Anxiety and Depression Association of America estimated that 264 million people worldwide had an anxiety disorder. In 2018, the American Psychological Association surveyed 1,000 U.S. adults about their sources and levels of anxiety. The APA found that 39% of Americans reported being more anxious than they were in 2017. And an equal amount, 39%, had the same level of anxiety as the last year. So that's nearly 80% of the population. Now, 68% of the respondents reported worries about health and safety. 67% reported finances as their source of nagging worry. Of course, politics followed. That was 56%. And then interpersonal relationships, 48%. Now, remember, this was back in 2018, analyzing 2017, several years before COVID-19. Why is such focus right now for us on anxiety important? Well, why is this important for us right now? Well, we all readily sense the skyrocket over the past several months. You can hardly watch a news broadcast without there being some update on mental health issues. A 2021 poll found that 41% of Americans felt more anxious than in 2020. And I know most of you are readily saying, okay, enough stats, Pletcher. It's a no-brainer. I get it. I feel it. Yeah. Okay. But here's the big deal. When we consider the high-ticket toll anxiety is taking on our bodies, our families, and our overall spiritual well-being, it's not good enough to just say, I get it. Shrug and crawl back in your tunnel and assume that you're doomed to stay all tangled up. That won't do. Especially when we hear what Jesus says right here. You and I can grow to be healthier and more like Jesus in 2022. Will you dare to believe that? That you really can grow in your faith during this coming year? I'll invite you to listen to Jesus' broader clip, the whole paragraph right here. In fact, I invite you, if you would like, to close your eyes and just let it wash over your thinking, or if you have it open in front of you on your device or your hard copy of God's Word, you can follow along more closely. Just kind of let it wash over, soak into your soul a bit deeper, the whole. Listen for the words anxious, Father, and God. So as I read it, just listen or watch for the words anxious and Father, and God. Jesus says, therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body and what you will put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his span of life? And why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin, yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore, do not be anxious, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the Gentiles seek after all these things. And your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. Your heavenly Father already knows and cares deeply. His kingdom matters above all else, so we can trust him more. In coming weeks, we'll be dissecting a few lines at a time, just a few lines at a time. It's intriguing that Jesus went after it this way, 2,000 years ago, because many present-day neuroscientists like Brewer and other therapists recognize anxiety as such a tangled, loopy, habitual cycle thing happening within our minds and our hearts. So certain events, people, circumstances trigger anxious feelings, which then lead to worry, and then behaviors and habits that we use to cope. And too often, the bulk of those behaviors and habits that we use to cope are not productive, not healthy, not helpful, or truly righteous. We even often convince ourselves that worrying is somehow productive, like we're accomplishing something if we worry and worry and worry and worry some more and worry some more about it. And if I worry on it, then somehow I'm working on it. Too often we equate worry with working on it. The ancient word Jesus uses in Matthew 6 for be anxious is way more robust than some run-of-the-mill, I'm a little concerned, or a vanilla version of worry. The word conveys the concept of having divided attention, like split thinking, being unduly concerned, distracted in focus, yes, obsessing and tangled up in your thought process and your inner feelings. Jesus gives this issue a broad paintbrush when he says, don't be anxious about your life. Literally, about your soul, the whole of life. This word for soul means the whole of life, both inside and outside your thought processes. Jesus gives this issue that kind of broad brush, your whole soul. Don't be anxious. Today's neuroscientists call this equation of tangling your old survival brain. Taking action, it's here, right here. It's the stuff of fright and flight. It's right here that anxiety is born, and it looks like this. Fear plus uncertainty equals anxiety. Fear plus uncertainty equals anxiety. Now, we've seen this play out big time over recent months, right? It might look like this scenario. It might look like this. Fear hit you last Wednesday because your car started making a noise, a strange squeak, squeak noise in the mornings when you start it. That noise is your trigger. Because about 10 years ago, the car you owned back then started making a noise. And you ignored it. And your engine blew up. And you had to buy a new car. And that noise you ignored cost you $15,000 or so, which you're still sort of paying on today. So today, this new noise, which really sounds nothing like that old noise, but it's noise, it means almost certain doom and tragedy about to descend upon you. It's your trigger. Now, of course, this is all horrible timing, right? Because the one garage on the planet you trust has a backlog of 3 to 4 weeks. You found that out when you tried to get an oil change a few weeks back, and they said, yeah, you got to get on for 3 to 4 weeks from now because they're short on mechanics, and like everything else on the planet right now, this, is due to COVID. And so who knows when or if they'll actually be able to get your car in. And now what's happened? Grand uncertainty has entered the equation. And after all, as you think about it, anyway, well, I'm not really sure I want to go back there because the last time I went to that shop, there were people sitting in the shop waiting for their car without masks on. And some of them were coughing and it felt like I was at the doctor's office. And well, what if I were to go the next time and people are sitting there without masks on and they're coughing and I get COVID and then I'm out of work. And then and what's happened? What's happened right here? Notice how we're tangling and we're going into full-blown anxiety because your fear and the triggers that go with that are met with uncertainty, and now suddenly full-blown tangling and anxious thoughts. Jesus' antidote? Jesus' serious antidote? Your Heavenly Father's care is real. Trust Him more. Your Heavenly Father's care is real. Trust Him more. Now, there's big stuff to be anxious about. Jesus knew that. We know that for sure. But your Heavenly Father's care is bigger and better, way bigger and better for sure. We'll unpack so much more in weeks to come. But throughout the next 7 days, I'll urge you to simply embark on these two starter initiatives. You've got homework. And this is detailed in our church app. And so if you're there, you can see it there on the app page. If you're not there, you can go later on and see these two homework steps. These initial intentional steps are spelled out right there. Number one, reflect more intentionally for stronger self-awareness. Reflect more intentionally for stronger self-awareness. What are those places you are getting tangled up regularly? What are your triggers that lead to such entangled, anxious thoughts? What are those car noises or those family of origin issues that readily trigger that anxiety in you? Aim to map it out. Some of you maybe need to start a new notes page on your device and map it out. Look at it once a day or a couple times a day. Or maybe if you love to journal it and look at the loops that are going on. Aim to map it out. Now, this is crucial because too often we're just doing life very unexamined and non-reflective. And when we do life unexamined and non-reflective, well, then there's no room for repentance. There's no room for recognizing what we need to turn from and what we need to turn toward in order to embrace Jesus' values, Jesus' better way. And so reflection is a huge key. Pause to ask yourself, what's really causing me to get tangled, worried, and fear-filled? Now, here's a prayer to help. Psalm 139, verse 23. Search me, God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. It's a prayer of reflection. It's a prayer of vulnerability. It's a prayer of transparency. It's inviting the Holy Spirit to do something inside you and help you reflect and see what's really going on and what are those triggers. And then on top of that, what's going loopy inside me and what are the crummy coping mechanisms that I'm really leaning toward? We'll talk more in coming weeks about what to do about those triggers and those coping mechanisms. But for now, just work at identifying them with God's help. Work at that level of reflection, that level of examination. Don't obsess this week over how to fix them or fuss a bunch over your triggers. Just map out what's happening. Truly. Here's a second starter initiative. Second piece of homework. Commit to pause more to pursue Christlikeness. Commit to pause more to pursue Christlikeness. Jesus employs the same word he used in Matthew 6 when he speaks to his friend Martha's behavior in Luke 10, 41 and 42. Luke 10, 41 and 42. Maybe you're familiar with the story. Maybe it's brand new to you. Martha's so busy fretting over how she's hosting and preparing this meal for everybody that's arrived at their house in Bethany, and her sister Mary is not helping. And she brings the issue to Jesus. No one's helping. Jesus says, Martha, Martha, you are anxious. It's the same word. You are tangled up. You are distracted. Troubled, Jesus says. You are anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing, Jesus' words, one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion, which will not be taken away from her. Across 2022, we'll be engaging in an intentional pathway of following Jesus. An even more intentional description of following Jesus so we are deeply formed to think and feel and act more like him. So here at the start, will you consider, more deeply pause and consider the Martha-Mary equation and the one thing. Will you deeply commit to the one thing, spending time at Jesus' feet? This means committing to listen to his voice. And yes, it means foundation, good foundational elements like prayer and like space to hear Jesus speak to you. Foundational elements like God's word, the sacred scriptures, and pausing enough each day and in rhythms of your day to actually take in God's word and pray and speak to him and let him speak to you. Will you deeply commit to the one thing? Spending time at Jesus' feet, this means a passion to listen to his voice, his precious teaching, his great passions and priorities. We'll go beyond the buzzwords that are typically connected to anxiety. Mindfulness and meditation. Mindfulness and meditation. Now, those are important. Absolutely, yes. But we'll aim to move toward deeper Christ-likeness. So in the coming weeks, we'll see more details on a Christ-like paradigm. What's it really like to think, feel, and act more like Jesus every day? We'll be aiming for more biblical mindfulness, more Holy Spirit-led mindfulness, and Christ-centered meditation. Biblical, Jesus-oriented mindfulness and meditation. Such all-out Jesus focus will lead us into healthier practices, healthier ways of untangling our anxiety. So there I was, sitting in the doctor's office. My doctor walked in. By the way, my doctor is named Dr. Divine. How appropriate, right? Dr. Divine. We chatted and he listened with warm care. And he addressed every item on my list. And he sat down and he took time and he listened. He deeply listened. And he addressed every item on my list. He gave input, he gave feedback. Oh, so caringly reassured me. And none, ready for this? None of my tangled concerns were actually legit. Not a one of them. Oh, he gave me some insights on wise practices for a guy my age. I've entered that zone of life where every doctor is younger than I am. Some wise practices. But I left with a clean bill of health. Praise God. Truly, praise God. Now, obviously, it doesn't always work that way. I know, I've had my moments, I go for that doctor's visit, and it's not a clean bill of health. But in terms of what was going on inside me, oh, wow. Max Lucado urges us. Max says this, stabilize your soul with the sovereignty of God. What is the sovereignty of God? It means you know with confidence he is king, he's ruling and reigning, he's in control, he cares deeply, you can trust him. He is king, he's ruling and reigning, he cares deeply, you can trust him. Stabilize your soul, Max says, with the sovereignty of God. Your anxiety decreases as your understanding of your Father increases. What would it be like for you to look into 2022 and deliberately join a healthier path so that at the end of 2022, instead of hearing, oh, you have little faith, you could hear, oh, you have stronger faith. Oh, you have growing faith. Jesus wants to do that in each of us this year. One more scripture spot as we finish. And we're going to unpack this more in coming weeks, but I want you to listen. I want you to let it wash over your soul. The Apostle Paul addresses anxiety and says this, do not be anxious, same word as Jesus, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Here's a call to refocus faith. To refocus faith. Do you hear Jesus' call to you today to refocus your faith and Father God's immense care and Christ Jesus' great provision? Watch this.